God, I love this little Yachty record, you guys. I really do. I can't wait. We have it. We put it in heavy.
Yeah, I saw that.
I'm super stoked. I sent it to Don. I'm like, we got to get this in. Not knowing what he would do with it, he put it directly into heavy, which I was like, yes.
Don's a Yachty head from way back.
Yeah.
Little Don.
Little Donnie. Oh my God. A quick zoom to the moon. Come on
around. This is Sound and Vision from KEXP. I'm Emily Fox. On January 27th, Lil Yachty dropped a surprise psych rock album, and KEXP's music director Don Yates put it into heavy rotation at the station. Some people might pigeonhole Lil Yachty as always sounding like this. Test my riches, you get stitches, you think talk is cheap. I've been flexing for a while now. But I gathered together KEXP DJs Larry Mizell Jr. and Marco Collins, as well as KEXP content producers Dusty Henry, Martin Douglas, and Jasmine Albertson, to discuss Lil Yachty's new album called Let's Start Here, and how it didn't just come out of nowhere. Love is not a lie. It just Martin, what do you think about this record?
I very much like it. It's very enjoyable. Yeah, I think it's only a big departure if you're not familiar with Yachty's music, because in the same vibe-heavy way that you think of when you think of Yachty, it's also not too much of a diversion from his penchant to go left, like the album Teenage Emotions or the song he did with Diplo. Like, he's very much, I don't want to say experimental, maybe experimental in form more than experimental and like, oh, I'm going to do something way far out here. He plays with the idea of genre a lot.
Well, let's play a clip of that song that he collaborated with Diplo, because when I heard this, I was like, wow, this is like just straight up pop music. So here it is. All right, who else wants to comment on this Lil Yachty album?
I definitely think that Yachty's pop instincts, he's you can't extract him from his pop instincts. He kind of like came in the game trying to bring a super pop edge to trap. Like, he had this whole idea of bubblegum trap, which I hate that phrase, I always did, but it was really apt to when he first came out. And I really dug Lil Boat, his first tape. I gotta say, I haven't super, it didn't really last for me with Yachty. I kind of have been off Yachty for a minute for the most part. So it was really nice to hear this record, and I really dug it. But yeah, I don't think it was super surprising. He's always been very curious and wants to move around. And I think that he's like some of the best rappers. He's a cool hunter. You know what I mean? He wants to go where the action is. He wants to be seen as cutting edge and cool and the voice of the kids. That's like a big, big deal to him. So I'm not surprised that he would be kind of genre fluid and end up here. And it's a record I quite enjoyed.
It's also a generational thing, I feel like. Being of a certain age, very much on the doorstep of 40, you know, 1 foot in the door, I feel as though younger generations, even like the tail end of my generation, was the first generation of the iPod and the idea that you didn't have to listen to one or two genres of music. I'm sure, you know, Larry and Marco can feel me on this, but like when you're growing up, like you have people who only listen to hip hop and R&B, or you had people who only listen to punk. So now we are getting into where everybody's listening to everything because it's all in one convenient space.
That's one thing I was thinking about. Like, you know, there was this big kind of like surprise of like, Yachty's doing a psych rock album. That's so crazy. And, you know, that caught me too. I was like, that sounds interesting. But, you know, I started thinking about how this like psych rock or psychedelia and hip hop aren't too far removed, really. And like historically, like I was listening to Madlib's Shades of Blue last night and Stepping Into Tomorrow, which is very similar to Black Seminole in a lot of ways, the intro track to the new Yachty. And samples Donald Byrd, who's a, you know, a jazz musician, which psychedelia and jazz go together. Thinking about Biggie's Hypnotize beat. Or Grandmaster Flash, the message, like, there's psychedelia in all of that. I mean, the message almost feels like it could be on this album in a way.
It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
So I don't know. I appreciate this like continuum of all these genres. Like it all comes back full circle, and Yachty's part of that same continuum.
Yeah, I mean, I love it. And I saw a lot of chatter on Twitter about the album before I listened to it, and a lot of jokes and comparisons to Tame Impala. But I feel like that's an oversimplification of the record and doesn't do it justice, because the ideas and influences here are so much more than that. Sure, there's like moments that you're like, yeah, this feels Tame Impala-esque, but I just feel like the scope of it is a lot more massive than that. And what I really love, and it's because especially as we've gotten to this era of the singles where people just are making playlists and all that, it's a full record. Like, you want to listen to it from beginning to end. The songs bleed into each other. And I think bringing that back into not just hip hop, but in general for a younger generation is really important. And I love it.
Marco, what do you think? And also, you pointed out too, Questlove had a lot to say about this online.
Yeah, I listened to the record because I saw a bunch of people posting about it as well. And then Questlove posted that he thought that this record was so groundbreaking. And the state, he compared it to artists making a left turn like Sgt. Pepper's for the Beatles, and, you know, Paul's Boutique, Around the World in a Day from Prince. And I thought that that was really interesting. Here's the thing. I've never listened to Little Yachty Records. And after you just played that track with Diplo, I'm in. I want to go back and start dipping in, because I had no idea that he was making this kind of moody stuff. When I heard the record, I thought, this is an emotional record. This isn't just a hip hop artist flipping the script. This is an emotional journey, and it doesn't feel phoned in to me. It feels like all of his intonations are moody, and it feels like a real emotional record to me. It reminds me of Air. This record even reminds me a little bit of XXX Tentacion. I'm sad, I know ya. I'm sad, I know ya. How he sort of deviated and picked up an acoustic guitar and started writing these heartfelt songs. That's what this feels to me like, a real sort of emotional record. Of course, I hear Pink Floyd in there as well.
So if we were to choose one track to play a little more of, we played a little clip of Black Seminole, the beginning track of this album. Any others that really stood out to you that we should play another clip of?
I would vote for Drive Me Crazy. It features Diana Gordon, who's one of my favorite vocalists that's kind of been in the background for the last decade. She really made a huge stamp on Eve's Tumor record from 2020 on Kerosene, which is just one of the best records, one of the best songs I've ever heard in my life. And that, to me, pointed to Yachty really feeling who I think is one of the most influential and like groundbreaking and really kind of creative forces in the sphere these days is Eve Tumor. I think that that is, I hear it on this record, and he kind of did stuff with this vocalist, Diana Gordon. He had her on like three or four tracks in a way that I wished Eve Tumor had done on his album. He only had her on one. Anyway, she's fantastic, and I just wanted to shout her out. Always gonna be mine. Wanna be where you are. I just can't walk away. You drive me crazy. I lose it, lose it. And I wanna be where you are. I just can't walk away. You drive me crazy. I lose it, lose it. Imagine me circling through life without a piece of you.
That was KEXP's Larry Mizell Jr., Marco Collins, Dusty Henry, Martin Douglas, and Jasmine Albertson talking about Lil Yachty's new record called Let's Start Here. And hey, if you enjoyed this conversation or other stories you've heard on this podcast, help spread the word. Share an episode with a friend or subscribe to, rate, and review the Sound and Vision podcast. Shout out to the reviewer Biking in Seattle, who recently reviewed this podcast on Apple Podcasts and wrote, quote, I can't recommend this podcast highly enough. The range of stories, the variety of reporters and interview styles, the bits of laughter and joy all wrapped in actual learning about music is amazing. Well and thoughtfully produced. Even if you don't think of yourself as loving music enough to listen to such a podcast, Sound and Vision will change your mind. Thank you, Biking in Seattle, and thank you for listening. Also, if you want to go the extra mile and help financially support this show, you can give a one-time $20 donation at kexp.org/sound. Thanks for listening.